Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, in a world that, you know, has constantly been telling us how we should be more inclusive, they seem to, the people that promote that kind of messaging seem to be the least inclusive. It's 8:07. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. March Madness for Gator fans officially kicks off tomorrow evening, although March Madness itself kicks off today around 12:40 p.m. with one of the first games being played there. But the Gators play tomorrow 6:50 p.m. versus Norfolk State. Go Gators. So the people that promote, you know, this inclusiveness and all that, right? Some of the very people that are not being very inclusive at all, if you're a Trump supporter. I mean, downright mean-spirited, I tell you. A leak from Amazon's internal Slack messaging program reveals employees speaking about Trump supporters with contempt. And comparing conservatives to Nazis and Klansmen.
That's not very original.
Even as tech giants have been attempting to extend an olive branch to Donald Trump and his administration, it is clear that the rabidly leftist employees that work for companies like Amazon have doubled down on their hatred of conservatives. Not very nice, huh? Whatever happened to that whole thing, you know, getting along, and what do the bumper stickers say?
Oh, yeah.
You know, with all the symbols on it.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Has all the religions, all the little peace things. Yeah.
Aren't we all supposed to just, you know,
get along
with each other? The leaked Slack messages were handed over to exclusively to the X account Woke War Room. They reveal Amazon employees expressing their disdain for the MAGA movement, which raises concerns that the e-commerce giant will continue to censor political opinions its woke employees don't approve of. In one message, Amazon employee Patrick Michelson tells colleagues in a February 21 Slack message some questionable salutes from the Trump camp yesterday. It's frustrating watching the news call it anything but a Nazi salute. Of course, they're referring to Elon Musk, and everybody agrees. That's not a Nazi salute.
No, because you can, first you got to watch the video, understand what he's saying, and you can find that still shot of pretty much any politician or public speaker known to man in history.
And their take is they don't even want to debate on it. They want to is like a Nazi sign, and that's it.
How about you don't get to decide that?
Well,
that's my response.
Like you said, why don't you, you know, actually look at it.
Listen to what he said at the time.
And try to form an unbiased opinion. But, of course, they're incapable of doing that on
the
left.
So they really don't want to coexist.
Not really.
Okay.
Right. It doesn't appear so. I mean, these are things that they didn't think would ever go public. It's an internal Slack system,
wow.
The messaging, and wow. Somebody leaked it out.
Whoops.
And said, look at these fine folks that preach, you know, being inclusive and coexisting and, uh-huh. You know, all that. They preach it, they push it, but they don't practice it. They don't practice it. They just think that if you're a Trump supporter, you're of almost a different species, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that the rules of fairness and good play or anything else don't apply. Don't apply because that's how evil they think you are. We're not going to be nice. They're evil. That's
Klansmen, Nazis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's how they look at it. Yeah. Another Amazon employee chimes in. I don't know why people spend so much time debating what these things meant, talking about the so-called salute. We know exactly what it meant when Elon did it too, in which his colleague responds, agreed. Think this term, they feel empowered to let all the ugly out. Wow. Let all the ugly out? Trying to build up manufacturing and bring jobs back to America, and I'm thinking that theoretically these are working people. You know, and you think rooting for the demise of our country,
mm-hmm.
for the hope of somehow punishing Donald Trump, they fully subscribe to that idea. I mean, you had Tim Walz going, oh, when I need a little boost, I just look at the Tesla stocks going down and I get all giddy. He gets like a shiver up his leg or something, like Chris Matthews.
Wonder how many of those stockholders or employees or anything else maybe have voted for him. And now he's hoping they don't have a job?
Right. Yep. Mm. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and talk to Tom. You're on the air.
So on a day-to-day basis, whether it's on Facebook, just social media in general, in Gainesville, I mean, I would never, ever say anything political. It'd kill me for my business, for everything else. I just keep my mouth shut. But the people on the left who I work with all the time, they're all over Facebook about Trump being a Nazi. And I just think, this person seems normal. And they're just running their mouth, probably annoying maybe one-tenth of the population of Gainesville, since the other 90% are left-wing nuts. But just to say stuff like that in public is just insane. And if everyone just put their politics and their religion away, it's just so divided. It's insane how stupid people have gotten today. Anyway, guys, I'm preaching to the choir here. Talk to you later.
Yeah, take care. I mean, can you? What is the purpose of being so nasty?
Mm-hmm.
What is the purpose behind it? Do you think that people go, oh, you know what? I didn't agree with any of your policies and politics, but since you called me a Nazi, I'm going to kind of reexamine all those things, and maybe I'll start to see them your way.
Or all the supporters of that person would suddenly go, yeah, you know, you're right. We're going to switch sides here.
Okay.
Yeah. Not likely.
Several longtime sponsors, including the company that makes Bud Light, have pulled their funding from the annual San Francisco Gay Pride Weekend. For some reason, San Francisco Pride requires $3.2 million to cover its June weekend of events.
Wow.
Corporate sponsors were expected to pay $2.3 million out of that. But after four declined, the organization will have to scramble to make up the $300,000 shortfall elsewhere. San Francisco Pride Executive Director Suzanne Ford told SFGate that they expect to lose a few sponsors every year, but it was very abnormal for four sponsors who have been with them for years to suddenly bail out. I just interpreted that companies are making decisions that at this time it's not good to be sponsoring Pride. I think in this political environment that they thought that was a risky decision, but that's just me reading the tea leaves. I think for long-term sponsor not to sponsor us, they're responding to what we are, According to Ford, Comcast, Anheuser-Busch, the company behind Budweiser and Beck's Beer, wine company La Crema, and Diageo, the beverage company that produces Guinness, Smirnoff, all declined to be a sponsor this year. Well, I mean, that's the thing about a sponsorship. They should have the freedom and ability to change their minds about sponsoring different events at different times. Remember, you know, I guess many on the left have never really had real jobs. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying that's a tendency. I shouldn't say that real jobs. Many of the politicians on the left have never had real jobs, but there's plenty on the right you could say the same thing about. I guess on the left, there's sort of a lack of entrepreneurialism in just as a general thing. So they don't really understand the whole concept of business and the idea behind marketing. You see the difference between sponsorship and marketing. Mm-hmm. The idea is you're using sponsorships to market your product. If you feel the expense far outweighs the possible return on investment, ROI, then perhaps you're going to look at other opportunities to market your product. You can also do all kinds of market testing and see what the, you know, what's your target demographic and, you know, who are you really serving? But yeah, they've got to question it because it's all political to many of them. It is 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're going to talk to the Florida Attorney General, James Uthmeyer, coming up in about 15 minutes or so right here on 97.3 The Sky.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. It's going to be another great day. Optimism, attitude of gratitude, positivity. I love it all. It's 8:22. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Florida's Attorney General is going to join us at 8:35 this morning. James Uffmeyer. We'll ask him about Second Amendment issues related to the state of Florida, etc. A Biden-appointed federal judge on Tuesday blocked the Trump Pentagon from implementing its policy that would bar transgender troops from serving in the U.S. military without a waiver. Now, the judge also gave the Trump Justice Department until March 21st, which is tomorrow, to appeal the ruling. This executive order came out January 27th, and it prohibits transgender troops from enlisting or serving in the military. The executive order noted the longstanding DOD policy ensures that service members be free of medical conditions or physical defects that may reasonably be expected to require excessive time lost from duty for necessary treatment or hospitalization. So if they were going to undergo any kind of a change type operation, there would be time that they couldn't spend doing their whatever their particular job is in the military.
I really hate this attitude that it's like, well, you know, that's not fair to them because it's, you know, inflicting something against their rights, etc. The whole point of military is not about individualism. It's about the team. It's not about you. That's why they break you down in boot camp and rebuild you the way they want you.
Yeah.
Their idea of rebuilding is different.
Well, no, they want to rebuild. I mean, they want to rebuild you in a way that serves for the military to be the most efficient and effective.
Mm-hmm.
These are literally life and death scenarios where, in a lot of cases, you're not going to get second chances or opportunities. You've got to get it right, exactly right, mm-hmm. the first time. So, consistent with military mission and longstanding DOD policy, expressing a false gender identity divergent from an individual's sex cannot satisfy the rigorous standards necessary for military service. Beyond the hormonal and surgical medical interventions involved, adoption of a gender identity inconsistent with an individual's sex conflicts with a soldier's commitment to be an honorable, truthful, and disciplined lifestyle, even in one's personal life.
Interesting.
To me, it would be more a matter of how it could conflict with that whole idea of being a team.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And where that person stands in that. And look, so many things are done in, you know, close quarters, etc. Among these provisions, the executive order also explicitly banned males from using or sharing sleeping, changing, or bathing facilities designated for females and vice versa. Pete Hegseth, he subsequently issued a directive February 7th pausing the accession of individuals with a history of gender dysphoria, as well as pausing all unscheduled, scheduled, or planned medical procedures associated with affirming or facilitating a gender transition for service members. So, yeah, there's many of them that I guess go in and then use that as a way to, you know, get that operation done and paid for.
I know of a scenario where that happened, and they were actually concerned because it was going to be, I guess, you know, had a deadline, and they actually went through a partial change. It's like, that is just not our taxpayers' responsibility. I'm sorry, it's not.
Well, and once you change this hormonally,
mm-hmm.
well, that's a lifelong commitment.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, literally, like, you could be, you know, wartime, whatever. You better make sure that you've got your hormones with you.
Yeah.
So to speak.
It just opens up so many doors. Again, it's not about you. It just doesn't work that way.
Well, and then he used a term, Pete Hegseth did, the idea of this dysphoria.
Sure.
And is that considered medically what is going on there?
Sure, gender just as in the ones, you know, the where you had the whole with the whole body, you know, where you think you weigh
bulimic, anorexic.
Yes, you think you weigh 150 pounds and you weigh 70. These people think they're something different than they are. It's been a mental thing forever until the last couple of years. It's always been considered an illness, if you will, a mental illness.
Yeah, I just I know that, but I also know how definitions get changed.
When there's a political agenda behind it, in this case, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not trying to sound completely ignorant, but why wouldn't they try to deal with this issue from a more psychological standpoint? If somebody tells you they look in the mirror and they're fat and they weigh 87 pounds, you know that there's an issue there.
Right. So you don't help them with their diet.
You don't agree with them.
No, absolutely not. But we treat this one different because it's become a big social issue.
All right. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and coming up after the break, we're going to talk to our Attorney General for the state of Florida, James Uthmeyer. That's coming up next right here on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Thursday. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:35. Good morning and welcome. We're all looking forward to the Gators and the March Madness kicking off for, at least for Gator fans. That'll be tomorrow. Today, play actually starts, but tomorrow, Gators taking on Norfolk State at 6:50 p.m. Go Gators. And joining us right now, we've got the Florida Attorney General on, James Uthmeyer. And welcome, General. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me, and let me echo the Go Gators.
Right on. I love it. Hey, you know, I remember the Stoneman Douglas thing happened. What an absolute, you know, tragedy there on many levels. But then after the fact, I heard from lawmakers saying things like, well, we felt like we had to do something. And one of those somethings, whether it would help or not, was to raise the age of the purchase of long guns. Individuals had to be at least 21 years old, whereas for many years previous here in Florida, you only had to be 18 years old to purchase long guns. So is that something that you think is going to be addressed? What is your take on it?
Sure, yeah. You know, look, these times of tragedy are emotional, and I know a lot of people, they want to react, they want to show they're doing something, and I think, unfortunately, you know, sometimes lawmakers move a little too quickly and deviate from the text, you know, the rule of law of our Constitution. And, you know, the Second Amendment of our Constitution is very clear. You know, people in this country have the right to keep and bear arms. When we're talking about regulating such an amendment, you have to look at restrictions from the time of the founding. What did they mean? And at the time of the founding, 18, 19, 20-year-olds, they weren't just allowed to purchase firearms. They were often encouraged and sometimes required for service in the militia. So here we have a situation where adults can even be drafted in the military, but they cannot purchase a firearm to protect their family or go hunting. So we, in the Office of Attorney General, we are no longer going to defend that law if the NRA decides to appeal its legal challenge to the Supreme Court. We're also aware of a Fifth Circuit opinion coming out of Texas, where the court there held that such age restrictions are unconstitutional. And we're also tracking some current legislation in Florida that would bring that age for gun ownership back down to 18 years old, consistent with the Constitution.
Fantastic. I think that is great news on that front. Now, you know, here in Florida, and it's been touted by the governor, you know, hey, we're free Florida, you know, come to Florida. But 45 states now have some form of open carry. The ones that don't are states like New York and California and, unfortunately, Florida. So can we be this free state and tout that we're free when we are not offering the idea of open carry? In fact, it gets, you know, pushed down by the folks in Tallahassee, you know, on a regular basis. They've said they would support it, they wouldn't support it no matter what. What's your take on this?
Sure. Yeah. Well, look, we're on the wrong list there. Those other states, that's not where you want to be. States like Texas that fully embrace our constitutional freedoms have not seen the world end there. I support open carry. I know the legislature's looking at that amongst other items, and hopefully they'll start to get us in the better place. You're right. It's hard to be the free state when we don't protect Second Amendment rights to the extent other states do.
You know, it appears to be a solid red state, and we've had Republican governors and you know, fiscally have done a fantastic job. I mean, I think they should be applauded by, you know, both sides of the aisle. But it also appears that people realize that if you're going to win a lot of elections, depending on where you're at exactly in Florida, but if you're going to win, running as a Republican is probably the way to go. And I think that's resulted in perhaps maybe having some not so conservative, what I call squishy Republicans. Mr. Attorney General, what are your thoughts on that? Do we have a bunch of squishy Republicans now?
Well, I certainly think more people are crossing over and putting an R next to their name and don't necessarily share the philosophy that I would associate with the conservative movement. As Florida becomes a primary election state, I think this is a concern we're all going to have to watch, and we're going to need to ensure that we are supporting party leaders. They're going to hold their caucus in line on a platform that properly represents, you know, the citizens' values in this state. We do still have some good, strong conservatives, though. I do want to make that clear. Our legislature has got some real heroes, and I hope that they can continue to set an example and bring others in line. But if they don't, we need to hold them accountable.
And then, you know, your predecessor, before your latest predecessor, but back when Pam Bondi was the Attorney General of Florida, she really did a great job in shutting down what we called the pill mills. And, you know, there were people getting addicted and dying and bad things were happening. And so she took action. But as part of that action, I mean, I questioned her even then, okay, what are you going to do with all the people that are addicted and you're going to take the pills away? And for the first time in a long, long time, maybe the first time ever, all of a sudden South Florida had a heroin problem. And this is before the fentanyl was readily available. But now we're dealing with fentanyl, which literally is killing people on a regular basis every single day. How can we address this issue, but also not just push it into maybe in some cases a worse problem?
Sure. Well, look. Part of it starts with the border. I think our fentanyl crisis really started as a border crisis. We had enemies around the world pumping this stuff into our country. It's kind of a new form of warfare where they can infiltrate our communities. They can hurt our kids. You know, a small amount of fentanyl laced in some other, you know, less harmful, at least appearing to be less harmful substance, can be deadly. So we've got to crack down on illegal immigration. We have to secure the border. That's a great start. My office is going to be working with law enforcement to really crack down on fentanyl, especially where it's being distributed in large quantities. And then we as a state, you know, we do thankfully have a great budget. We really need to focus on therapies and care and services and also mental health treatment to go out and take care of people in the community, so we're not just leaving a bunch of people in withdrawals, you know, even on the ground somewhere.
Well, I found out that I have a mental health issue because I've been prescribed Adderall, and that my nurse practitioner cannot prescribe that except for maybe 7 days. So I have to go to maybe like a psychiatrist to get that. And I know most of these rules and laws are of a federal nature, like via the DEA. Is there anything we can do on the state level that perhaps would empower maybe nurse practitioners to write additional scripts? I think Schedule 1 and 2, they can't. And just with the drug issues overall, I mean, trying to deal with your local drugstore, any and all reasons for them to not fill prescriptions seems to be pretty widespread.
Yeah, look, I know in Florida we've been moving in that direction. We've done much more to give broader authorities to CRNAs to address some of these things. I'm not sure where we stand with some of these harder drugs, but you know, we have an aging population, we have a growing population. You know, costs continue to be too high on the medical front, so I fully support efforts, and I know the legislature continues to look at things to increase access and make it easier and more affordable for people to seek care and prescriptions. So, you know, I'm not sure as Attorney General, what my role is there, but, you know, as a leader in the state that wants to see us thrive and, you know, better take care of our population, I'll continue to be informed and, you know, working to help people.
All right. We appreciate that. And lastly, Florida Attorney General James Offmeyer, tell me what your priorities are, one or two things that you really want to try to address during the time that you're there.
Sure. Well, I'll give you three things quickly. One, you know, immigration. We've got the most robust legislation in the country that our legislature passed to crack down. We are not going to be a sanctuary state. We're not going to have sanctuary cities. As jurisdictions indicate, they don't want to help the feds enforce federal law. We are going to crack down and hold them accountable. So that'll be a big priority to help keep our streets safe. Number two, we're going to really focus on protecting our kids. Legislation's been passed over the last couple of years that's trying to ensure that parental rights are invoked into social media, that we're protecting kids from dangerous content, from predators. And I will tell you, dangerous people are out there using new technology to go after our kids. So I'm going to fight back against that. And then when it comes to our streets, we're at a 50-year crime low. I'm not going to let that get undone under my watch. So as we have heightened penalties for things like fentanyl distribution, we're going to be bringing prosecutions more so than we ever have.
That is fantastic. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. We look forward to future conversations. Florida Attorney General James Offmeyer. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me. God bless.
All right. God bless you. And go Gators. I think I cut him off. They went to Georgetown, too. They had a great basketball program. I think they've fallen on a little bit more difficult times. Do I have that right? I think so. Anyway, always appreciate the connections that we have. Good job, Greg.
I do what I can.
Hey, you pass it along to the whole team, would you?
I am the team, Bob.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
8:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And there is still a lot to talk about coming up right here on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Israel can now destroy Hamas military. I'll tell you who said that. And we'll dig into that story a little bit further in just minutes. But first, kudos going out to Marion County Commissioner Michelle Stone.
Yeah.
Being recognized. The Community Foundation's third annual Inspire Gala took place on the 8th. Celebrating outstanding individuals who make a meaningful impact on the community. And among this year's honorees, Commissioner Michelle Stone, who received the prestigious Unsung Hero of the Year award. So
nice.
It's a distinguished award, and congratulations, and keep up the good work. Speaking of Marion County, there is the 17th Annual Farm Preservation Festival coming up. And who doesn't like a festival?
Oh, yeah.
And who doesn't like farm preservation? This is Saturday, April 19th from 9 to 4, Stirrups and Strides Therapeutic Riding Center. That's on Highway 318 in Citra. I know you're going to forget most of that. That's why I want you to go to farmlandfestival.org, farmlandfestival.org, and mark on your calendar April 19th all day. And bring the kids, bring the family, tractor and horse parade, live and local entertainment, bluegrass, fiddle, Americana, horses, Oh, yeah. And horses. And also there'll be horses there. Farm animals, produce, plants, traditional farm and cottage crafts. Also agricultural educational exhibits. And Greg's ears will perk up now when I say great food.
Oh, now we're talking. Well, it's about farms. You know, they like food.
You gotta grow it before you can
eat it.
Yep. Something like that. Mm-hmm. But barbecue, hot dogs, sausages, hamburgers, Jersey Cow Creamery ice cream.
Oh, that just sounds rich, doesn't it?
Homemade desserts.
Now we're talking.
Fresh lemonade and more. So once again, go to farmlandfestival.org, and they appreciate your continued support so that they can help to follow through with what they need to do and preserve farmland, which is a good thing.
You know, I've talked to Howell and mentioned, because I've only lived in Florida now going on 11 years, realized people who don't live here, I've said before, don't realize how rural it is. You know, the thousands of acres of pine trees, for instance. Mm-hmm. I think that if you're, you know, because they think of, you know, you're going to jump on a cruise ship, or you go to Orlando,
Tampa, Orlando, South Florida, Miami Beach, et cetera.
They think that's Florida.
Right.
They also don't realize and we've learned obviously so much, what a huge ag state this is and how important that is to our state.
Yeah, don't say anything positive about our area because they've closed it off. We are closed now.
Our northern border is closed.
All the borders.
All the borders.
We're building a wall. We're building a wall. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you don't want to tell people how much better it is here than in those big cities. You don't need to do that. Okay. They're finding out anyway, and that's, you know, if they find out, they find out.
But I was the last one they allowed in, just so you know. Just and then my mom.
Really? And you've been here, what, 10 years?
It's going on 11, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Memorial weekend will be 11 years.
Maybe one of these years you'll get a little bit of a tan.
I'm working on it. Hey. Wait a minute.
Just busting on you, man.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's what I do.
That's true.
Israel is going to be busting on Hamas. Well, they already have, but a retired U.S. major and a warfare expert said, Israel can now destroy Hamas militarily. And that, I believe, is a good thing. The Hamas terrorist organization can now be destroyed militarily, according to retired Army major and urban and subterranean warfare expert John Spencer, who argues that shifting battlefield conditions and renewed U.S. support under Trump provides Israel with unprecedented opportunities to dismantle the terror group once and for all. And I don't remember the last time that was really discussed in a serious way that they actually could make it happen. You've got a combination of Netanyahu and Trump. And he may not like, the personalities involved, but I can tell you that if you want to stop terrorism and you want to stop Hamas, and then you should be very supportive of, because those are the two personalities, along with their resources, that can get it done. Spencer's analysis, published in Newsweek prior to Israel's renewed military offensive, contends that past rejections of Israel's ability to eliminate Hamas disregards critical changes in political and military dynamics. And he goes on to that. He goes on to talking about, resources utilized against Hezbollah and other Iranian backed forces. But conditions on the ground have now shifted, he believes. And with Israel now on the push, he thinks that they can get the job done once and for all, possibly. That's a good thought, so that people actually have a chance to live with peace. And they're going to have to learn to adapt to that. Yeah. Yeah. The Palestinians. What are they going to teach their kids? Not to hate the Jews? I'm not putting it all on them, but they tend to be the aggressor, if we're being honest. So, yeah, you've got to work on it from a family and cultural perspective just as much as militarily if you want to really close the door on that whole thing. Wouldn't that be awesome? And it could happen under a Trump administration where you say, you know what, look at this. Now, of course, the lefty media will pick it apart and somehow think it's a bad thing, right? They say, hey, if you're hell-bent on taking the bad guys down to El Salvador, can you maybe pick up some Hamas and Hezbollah people and bring them back? That's the craziness of the lefty mind. That's something that they would probably want to do. But wouldn't it be great if there actually was real peace? That would be fantastic. This has a little twist to it. You know what? I'm gonna explain exactly what this is all about. But it's a man who's wants to challenge President Trump. But there's
is he running for office or what?
Well, not exactly. And there is a bit of a twist to it. So I'll share that with you as we begin the 9 o'clock stretch in just a few minutes, my friends. Please do not forget that the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you download your podcast, including the Audacy app, AUDACY. Click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show, including all the great interviews and the people that we get to talk to. 9 o'clock stretch next on 97.3 The Sky.